Gonzalo de la Cruz, originally from Texas, is serving a life sentence plus 20 years for murdering a Milwaukee bartender, Polo Gracia, in 1978. De la Cruz is 66. He spent 50 of those years behind bars, 33 here in Wisconsin, 12 in Texas for aggravated robbery and drug dealing, and 5 in federal prison for drug possession. He's been diagnosed with untreatable liver cancer and is expected to die in the next 6 months. His sister Sylvia Trevino of North Dakota says the family is ready to take care of him in a mobile home in Minnesota until he dies.
Minnesota already accepted him to stay with my sister. We can all take care of him, all of the family, you know, because we're 7 sisters. There's a reason why they don't let him out.
In denying him compassionate release, Warden Deirdre Morgan cites De La Cruz's extensive violent criminal record, saying he hasn't served enough of his sentence to be punished. Wisconsin prison reform advocate Peg Swan says that logic is preventing the release of about 2,000 other elderly inmates like De La Cruz.
And I think it's because they're easy management. You know, these guys are no problem in prison, for one thing. And if they did let them out, then all the rhetoric about this, the danger they are, would fall on its face. We have learned revenge is the only way to deal with pain and grief.
De La Cruz's petition for compassionate release is still pending before the Parole Commission. If it's denied, he'll probably die in the prison hospice at the Dodge Correctional Institution. 11 terminally ill inmates died there last year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.